Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
Week 4 was something to remember. There was so many games that I thought people were going to win, and they just completely flipped over, and then there were some I knew were going to win, and it just happened. Welcome to the Tapered Gridiron Podcast. I'm Isaac, here with my dad, Steven, and we're going to break down week 4 for you. And it was a pleasure to watch. Like, there were some really good teams. There are some undefeated teams still and some winless teams. And the two undefeated teams still are the 49ers and the Eagles, which, in all honesty, I'm not really surprised about that. The 49ers have just been on point this whole time.
Who do you think's better right now, Eagles or 49ers?
I want to say the 49ers, but in all honesty, I think the Eagles are better. I think they just have they're just a little bit more compacted together, and with Jalen Hurts just leading them through, I think they really just are a little bit more of a fluid team rather than the 49ers. I mean, they're both undefeated, so they got to be fluid teams, but in my opinion, I would say the Eagles are, but if they went up against each other, I would be rooting for the 49ers.
So if they went up against each other, you'd be going for the 49ers.
Yes,
though.
But in all honesty, okay. I think the Eagles are a little bit of a better team.
Okay, no, I
could see Eagles in the Super Bowl again.
I like the 49ers right now. I think they're doing good. So
I agree, and they have a really nice team. They got George Kittle on receiving, who just helps them a ton, and they've been doing really well. I'm actually really excited to see where they're going to go this year.
Well, I think Nick Bosa is
one
of the top defensive guys that right
now,
I think.
Their defense is really strong.
49ers, that would be a game, the Eagles and the 49ers.
That would be awesome.
I guess if they play
sometime soon. That's a Sunday night game right there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That would be cool. Okay, winless teams? What?
Yes. Sadly, the Panthers still do not have a win, which I'm not really surprised about that. They lost Baker Mayfield. They're kind of just all over the place. And even more all over the place is our team, the Chicago Bears. I say our team, we're not necessarily just like all for the Bears, but we live here in Chicago. So
sadly.
But you're the Bear with the Bears, you know? And yeah, sadly, because they are a train wreck of a team. And we had a game which we talked about last week's podcast, the Bears and the Broncos, which are two really sad teams. And it was a pretty sad game watching that. And the Bears, they looked like they were promising. They looked like they could maybe win this. And then they just fell apart. And I wasn't really 100% surprised about that.
The thing that I would have to say about the game is it was a lot more entertaining than I thought it was going to be.
Yes, I did not think either of those teams were going to put up as many points
as they did. It ended up being 31-28, which is good. So you kind of, it definitely could have happened that way, but it easily could have happened the other way. So
3-9,
you could say, like,
you know,
everybody's really bad, so we're at least going to have a higher scoring game because nobody can stop anybody. Or was it just going to be like, both offenses have been horrible the first three weeks. So then you're like, okay, is it going to be like a 3-3 game? Somebody wins 6-3.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it was 31-28, it was an entertaining game to watch
that way.
I do two things. One, I'm happy the Broncos won. I mean, I said that the Bears are the worst team in the league right now because the Broncos do have Russell Wilson, who is struggling, but he also is a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah,
he has that potential to turn it around. And then you got Sean Payton, who is a fantastic coach, and he's just got a mess right now that he has to somehow turn around. So I'm not necessarily upset that they're doing so bad. I think that he's going to be able to turn that around. It's probably not just going to be this year. Sorry, Broncos fans. But
in all honesty.
Right. The Bears, they just got a lot of bad things happening. So I really wanted Russell Wilson to win because he needed a win. Like, he has this whole string of losses. People are just on him like crazy. Like, I was like, all right, come on, Russ. Like, you need to do something. You need to step up. You need to win this game. On the flip side, though, I felt really bad for Justin Fields because this was really, that I can remember, like, looking back, probably his best game.
Probably, yeah.
He was fantastic. He didn't run a whole lot.
No.
So if you're going to compare that, he's definitely had other games where he was just running all over the field. He stood in the pocket. He moved around inside the pocket and behind the line of scrimmage a little bit, but he was on point. He
His
was accurate.
His throws were really nice, yes.
It was just, I have not seen him play this way, and 28 of 35, four touchdowns, the kid deserved to win. And so I felt bad when you have a game like that and you're that good and that accurate and you lead your team that well and then they get that loss, that stings. And I felt bad for him. But on the other hand, I was like, all right, good job, Russell Wilson. You stepped up, you won.
Exactly.
But yeah, if you're a Bears fan or a Panthers fan or really a Broncos fan, like, yeah, it's a sad, long
life, yeah.
Rest of the season.
I agree. It's... because you like you want to say like, oh, they're going to come back, they're going to do it, but like in all honesty, they're kind of staying there. And like with the Broncos, I agree, they do have the potential to turn around. Russell Wilson started off the year pretty bad, and I was even like kind of shocked because they put down all this money for him and they're getting this Super Bowl winning veteran quarterback who can just, they think was just their savior, but really he is older and like he has it in him. He's won Super Bowls, like we said, and or won a Super Bowl. And but it just, I think it is also the environment that he's in. When he's on the Seahawks, he has DK Metcalf, like Bobby Wagner. He has really good teammates. And it kind of was just that was just the team. And then when he goes to the Broncos, it's the only talent there is really him. And I mean, the Broncos team is great, but it's just like just the environment and the leadership he's in, which is also, we can say that about the Bears because we've went through so many quarterbacks, so many different players, and we just constantly stay in this rut of just losing. Do I think it is something with maybe like an upper management problem? Maybe. I'm not 100% sure because we've also went through coaches. So you don't exactly, you don't really know where the source of the problem is at this point.
The Bears have been losing since I was a kid. So
clearly it's an upper management problem.
I don't know what that's really saying right there. But okay, Sunday though kicked off with a pretty epic game. I want to get Ethan in here because... He woke up early. We had to wake up super early for this one.
Yep.
And was able to watch a game in London, which was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. The Jaguars and the Falcons.
Across the pond.
Yeah. And it was just a unique. So they aired the game on ESPN. And then on ESPN Plus, they did this whole just Toy Story Sunday. What would they call it? The Toy Story Fun Day Football, right?
Yes.
Which was really cool. So Ethan, you woke up, you watched it, and tell me a little bit about this Toy Story game.
It was great. It was fun. They were in Andy's room. All the Toy Story characters were there. Slinky Dog, Buzz, Woody, all. And the claw was picking up the ball. It accidentally picked up a player.
What? The claw did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. They were like, wait, what? Aha! Yeah, it was a lot of fun, right? Just seeing all the different characters, the aliens, right?
Yeah.
They were there too. Yeah, everybody was there and they were having a good old time. It was fun seeing the football players were all little animated guys running around in Andy's room, and it was happening in real time. So as it was happening on the field live, that's what it was happening with the animation. It was really cool. It was a lot of fun,
yeah.
Right? And so then halftime happened, right? What happened at halftime?
Duke Boom went down a huge slide, over a loop, and over 5 double-decker buses, 5 or 6, and 1.
Wow. That was a pretty...
Then, after the half show, he did another trick. He started there. He flew over the sky. He went over like a little carousel thingy and landed back on a dresser.
Wow. He's a crazy guy, huh?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool, though. That was a pretty entertaining halftime show. And you woke up early. You watched the whole game. Did you like watching the Toy Story game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to see another Toy Story game sometime? Yeah. What would you like better, watching the Toy Story or watching real football?
Toy Story.
Toy Story? Would you do it all the time, Toy Story game, or just some of the time?
All the time.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad we were able to get up and watch it. I don't know that I would want to watch every game that way or every week, but it was a unique aspect. So, Ethan, thanks so much for being here and for telling us about the game, and we'll talk to you next time, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
All right, cool. So, Isaac, last week we talked about 70 points in a football game.
That was radical.
Which was crazy.
Yes.
And we kind of broke that down of the Dolphins just stepping up and just dominating.
Mm-hmm.
This week, they played against the Buffalo Bills. And Josh Allen has pretty much done and had his way with the Dolphins the last couple of years. And a lot of people thought it was going to be a little bit different. This is going to be an epic game. I wish that we would have been able to watch this game, but sadly, because we do live in Chicago, CBS aired the Bears game instead of the Bills game. And so we were not able to watch it live. So I was constantly waiting for the highlights, looking up on my phone and sitting there sulking, going, why are you putting the Bears and the Broncos on and not the Bills and the Dolphins? Because this was clearly the game that we wanted to see. High scoring, a lot of fun, a lot of action, but complete domination by the Buffalo Bills and pretty much shut up the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And they went from that whole high note to pretty low of
pretty
just,
low,
hey,
yeah.
This is reality. Like, you can't just do that and have your way. It also showed you how bad the Broncos were. You know, the fact that they were able to put up 70 points against them the
week
before. Now you're playing the Buffalo Bills. And the Bills' defense,
shut down.
I don't know. Right now, they're doing great. Josh Allen and that offense has stepped up. I don't know. Buffalo right now, they're the team to beat.
They are the team to beat, and they have a really solid team right now. They had a really solid team last year. They are a real powerhouse. And like you said, that defense just completely shut up Tua, and they only scored 20 points, which, in all honesty, is not a bad score. Like, there are obviously lower scores you can get, but after getting 70 points and then getting shut down to only 20 when the Bills scored 48, like, it kind of shows you how, like, yeah, exactly, how bad the Broncos are. And it just, like, with the Dolphins playing them and then coming here and playing an actually really good team, it just kind of puts things more in perspective.
Well, and Josh Allen, well, the Bills as a whole, first of all, it's their offense. The last three games, 38 points, 37 points, and then 48 points.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are rolling right now
yes.
with the offense. And it's been really fun to see. Josh Allen was just on fire. 21 of 35, 5 touchdowns. He's a lot of fun to watch. And when you and I remember, we were at the game last year, freezing our butts off.
That was
Christmas Eve. It was like 25 below. Everything was numb.
I don't think I'm okay after that.
Right. But that was a lot of fun to watch Josh Allen and that offense kind of do their thing and see them live and how they were just moving together as an organization, how he was playing. And so that's really fun to see him kind of. The beginning of the season, that first game was a little rough, and they've really kind of kicked it into gear. Again, there's just certain teams, certain quarterbacks that are just a lot of fun to watch and that I'm rooting for. Bills are going to – well, again, they can't go to the Super Bowl and lose it, so Bills got to win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of teams right now.
If they go there and
beat the Eagles, you got to beat the 49ers.
Exactly.
Can that happen?
I think it can.
I don't know. It's still early in the season,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
It will be a lot of fun to watch. And like we said, the Eagles and the 49ers, they're both really solid teams. Last year, I know we were skeptical about the Eagles because they were undefeated last year, but they were also playing a lot of just easier teams. But this year, I think they're really putting themselves together and they're really just picking up the pace, which I like. And like we said, the 49ers, Nick Bosa is just absolutely insane. So those are two definitely just top tier teams.
Yeah, the Eagles went, there was a long time before they lost a game last year.
Yeah,
like,
there was.
Like, are they going to have an undefeated season?
They were playing pretty low-level teams, but it was impressive.
We'll see what happens. I think we talked about it, too. In one sense, I'd rather get that loss out early.
Yes.
Now I'm 12-0, and now I'm like, and then all of a sudden, boom, you lose, and you're like, oh.
We're
like,
not
whereas right
invincible.
Now, you lose next week or the next couple weeks, and you're like, okay, we're 5-1, 6-1. You're like, yeah, move on. But speaking of Buffalo, and then obviously breaking down the Toy Story game, which was a ton of fun, and
yes,
it was really cool to see. It was unique how they were able to do that.
It was nice.
Is Buffalo is going to be in London this week
again
against the Jaguars?
The Jaguars got like contractors on the.
They got their London thing going on.
They love London.
So yeah, but obviously Jacksonville was there last week, so they've been in London this whole week, getting used to all the time change and all of that, and then you're gonna have Buffalo going there. But that's gonna be a fun early game. It's not gonna be Toy Story, which is okay. I want to watch just a good live Jacksonville versus Buffalo.
Hopefully they do that again this year, though. I'd like just another one. It was a really cool experience. I wouldn't like watch it every week, but like for the time, it was actually really cool.
Yeah, no, I get it for sure. And then the week after that, you got Baltimore and the Tennessee Titans in London. So we got several London games.
Yes, I think we have a few Germany games too.
And then you got a couple Germany games coming, which is going to be cool. That's going to be the Chiefs and the Dolphins.
That's going to be a really good game.
That is
going to
be good. And then you got the Colts and the Patriots.
Okay.
Both are kind of struggling, but it's a good rivalry. So I think it'll still just be a good, fun game. Mm-hmm. You know, because again, you can look how awful the Broncos and the Bears are, but yet it was still a very entertaining football game because you just had two teams at the same caliber that
very
they were just it was high scoring and
fun
defense
and
offense and so there it ended up being a fun football game. So I think those kind of games can be when you have the really good team
and then
with
the
really bad team.
It just,
those
it's
are just kind of like, why am I sitting here watching this?
You already
but
know
even
it's
that.
Not. We never know.
You do never know. And
that's why we
watch
football.
Teams do step up and go ways and show up in ways that we didn't think were possible. So
agreed. Well, the last game I really want to point out that I thought was actually, it was pretty cool to see was the Jets and the Chiefs game. I was going into this thinking like, oh, the Chiefs are just going to walk all over Jets, and of course with Aaron Rodgers out, the Jets have kind of just been in turmoil because they're like, oh, we need a real quarterback, and Zach Wilson is not that. And I honestly don't know if I 100% agree with that. Is Zach Wilson as good as Aaron Rodgers? No. Would Aaron Rodgers just be this absolute show out quarterback who would just bring them to victory? I don't 100% know about that either. He was not crazy good on the Packers these last few years anyway, and like people have just been complaining about that, but Zach Wilson actually did really decently well. He got two touchdowns. He was leading the team pretty well. And I'm not 100% on this Zach Wilson hate train because he still is a decent quarterback. And I think for this year, he can kind of pull things together to at least get them to a nice spot. Do I think they're going to be a playoff team? Not really. But I think they do have potential. Another person with a lot of potential on the Chiefs is Isaiah Pacheco. I feel like I butchered his name, but still, he had a 158-yard game. He is incredible. He is like the perfect running back, and he's giving me a lot of like Marshawn Lynch vibes, which I like. And it was a pretty cool game to see because obviously you knew the Chiefs were going to win. They completely blew out the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing. That was just like the whole theme of the game, I was like, that's a little bit much, but you know.
You had to bring that up. Had to bring that up. Just moving on.
Sorry, my bad. My fault. And but yeah, it was a really cool game. I like to see Zach Wilson play because he's not the best quarterback, but he's certainly not the worst. And he has potential. And I think if people really give him a chance, I think he does have it in him to really be that quarterback that I don't know if he's what the Jets need, but he's what they got. So
I think that if Aaron Rodgers was here and playing, the Jets would be a completely different team.
100%.
That's why they were trying to, you know, several of their games on prime time because, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I think they got a great defense. They got some really good receivers.
Yes.
I think this would be a completely night and day different team and a competitive team. But I have to agree with you. Like, early on even, I was sitting there just like, is this going to be a complete waste of time? Like, do we really even want to watch this? This is one of those really good teams against a bad team or a struggling team. What's going to happen? It was 17-0 pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Wilson and those Jets, they turned things around. I agree with you. I mean, he was 28 of 39, 240-something yards, two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He was accurate. He was making plays, and they almost won. They tied the game at some point. It ended up only being 23-20. Like, the fact that the Chiefs only beat you by 3 points, yeah, there's some controversial, you know, penalties and calls. I feel like that went both ways, and it usually does in games as well. You win as a team, you lose as a team. We've talked about that. And I know Zach kind of really was down and put that on him. He should be holding his head high. He played really well against a great team.
And you only lost by 3.
He was getting pounded by the defense, and he stood in there. He did his job, and he played at a really high level against the Chiefs.
Exactly.
Opposite of Patrick Mahomes. And on Sunday night in primetime, I think the kid shined. I think he did a fantastic job.
Yes.
And I do think that the Jets could have pulled this off and had an upset. It was
they could have
missed it by that much.
That much, exactly.
So I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, coming up, games that are happening. I'm looking forward to Buffalo in London. I think it's going to be
a really fun game to watch.
What are you looking forward to?
The game that I'm really looking forward to is next week's Sunday night primetime Cowboys and 49ers. I am just so ecstatic to see this game because these are two really big powerhouse teams. The Cowboys this week were obviously on fire. They killed the Patriots 38-3. Sorry, my bad. And actually, what was interesting, this was actually Bill Belichick's biggest loss ever. And you could kind of tell he was not happy. And I'm really excited for this game because the 49ers are undefeated. Can this be their defeat? I don't know. I'm kind of rooting for them. I'm not a huge fan of the Cowboys. But the Cowboys are just a really solid. Like, that's the thing. I'm not a big fan of the Cowboys, but I can recognize the just absolute elite level that they're playing at. Dak Prescott has been just rallying his offense. Micah Parsons on defense. They really shine and they play at a really elite level.
I'm looking forward to that as well. I mean, the Cowboys only lost one game right now. If Dak plays at his potential and his elite caliber, I think that they can pull that off.
Definitely.
Are they going to give Brock Purdy his first loss? That's going to be interesting. You know, he lost in the playoffs, but as far as regular season, he has just been steamrolling.
He has. I've always been a big fan of Brock Purdy, though.
It is going to be a really fun game to watch. It could be really low scoring. Just because of the defenses
are really solid.
But you could also have just both offenses step up and it could just be a crazy. Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
I think I'm going for the 49ers in that.
Same, yeah.
But I wouldn't be upset if the Cowboys pulled that off. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll break down things what's happening, and we'll get up early for the Buffalo game.
We will.
So set your clocks. It's 9:30, I believe, Eastern time.
Eastern time starts. Okay. That's like,
so at least they're not doing like 7:30 or 6:30 in the morning or something 6:30, like that.
6:30, no. I can't. I'll watch the highlights.
I'd be like, yeah, no. But, you know, 8:30 Central, I could deal.
Yeah.
I could manage. So cool. So, Ethan, thanks so much for being here. Isaac, we'll obviously break things down and continue doing it.
Yes,
don't forget
sir.
To like us and follow us wherever you get your podcast, and share us with friends, family, and neighbors, and whoever you know is a football fan, whoever you meet. So, all right, cool. We'll talk next week.
See ya.